The Healer, The Healing Work of Mary Baker Eddy. Christian Healing Work Through Prayer, performed by Mary Baker Eddy from 1821 to 1866, and Christianly Scientific Healing Work from 1866 to 1910. A History of Documented Healing Work and the Overcoming of Material Laws by the Discoverer and Founder of Christian Science and Author of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. Compiled and arranged with notes by David Lawson Keeston. For acknowledgments, notes, appendices, and bibliographical references, please see the printed book. Faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works. James. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. St. Paul. When I have most clearly seen and sensibly felt that the infinite recognizes no disease, this has not separated me from God, but has so bound me to him as to enable me instantaneously to heal a cancer which had eaten its way to the jugular vein. Mary Baker Eddy. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Christ Jesus. Healing the sick and reforming the sinner demonstrate Christian Science, and nothing else can, does. Mary Baker Eddy. If I cast out devils, evils, by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Christ Jesus. If this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. Gamaliel. Great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds. Albert Einstein. Preface. It seems that whenever great figures of world history have left their imprint on mankind, there is some critical aspect of their lives that has not been properly addressed or completely recorded by history. Such is the case of the incredible healing work performed by Mary Baker Eddy. The world for centuries has thought that spiritual healing is a mystical event, performed by those exceedingly rare individuals that are, in some mysterious way, gifted, or that it is a dispensation now ended. Yet we have the promise aforetime that these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And we have the promise, Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. When we hear of healing, most of the secular world is naturally inclined to the medical profession and material methods, along with the relatively inconsistent results that have followed this growth since the earliest times of the so-called healing practice. However, history fortunately provides us with a more reliable and permanent record of healing based in spirit, not matter. This opposite starting point, this wholly different method, has a history since the time of Moses that provides one with a source for healing that has proven able to meet every ill mankind is heir to. Nowhere in the Bible, either in the Old Testament or in the New, are the children of God advised to resort to drugs or medicines of any kind to cure their sicknesses and diseases? There is not one case on record in the Bible where one of the children of God was cured by doctors and drugs. When Moses listened to God, and the Israelites did as they were commanded through God's chosen messenger, God blessed and healed the Israelites. See Exodus. When they failed to heed God's commands, when they worshiped their idols and relied on their material methods, they were afflicted and suffered. When Naaman, the captain of the army of the king of Syria, went to be healed of his leprosy by Elisha, the prophet of the Lord, he at first went away in a rage, because Elisha had only sent a messenger to him, requesting him to perform a simple, perhaps menial, act in order to receive his healing. He had thought that Elisha would come out to meet him and perform some great feat for his benefit in providing him with his needed miracle. Nonetheless, when Naaman humbled himself and dipped himself in the Jordan River 7 times, he came away with the flesh of a little child. And although Elisha would take no payment for healing Naaman, Elisha's servant showed more interest in the things of this world and went after Naaman to solicit from him some of the things offered Elisha. When he returned to Elisha's house and was found to be disobedient, he was afflicted with the leprosy that Naaman had previously. See 2 Kings 5. This same pattern is repeated throughout the Bible and history. Whenever human will is asserted, mankind suffers. Whenever there is reliance on God, mankind is blessed. When one obeys God's messenger to that age, Moses, Elijah, Christ Jesus, etc., one is blessed. But suffering attends those who insist on pursuing their own paths, or who choose to malign or disobey that one whom God has appointed to voice his word in blessing mankind. See Numbers 12. Yet even today, mankind continues to follow the path leading away from spiritual enlightenment and healing, and toward that which promotes material remedies for their ills, and often meeting with disappointment and destruction. The Pharisees and Sadducees of the church today are no different than they were 2,000 years ago. The love of position and prominence still hates the Christ idea, and still casts it out of the church, refusing to follow the meekness of its inspired example. Mary Baker Eddy always told her students to emulate the life and character of Jesus. At one time, she told a student, "If you would be a good healer, study the life of Jesus." Jesus' life and unparalleled healing work were due to his consummate tenderness and compassion, his reflection of God's infinite love. Prior to her discovery of this Christianly scientific principle that Jesus practiced in his healing ministry, Mary Baker Eddy had proven unsatisfactory many different popular remedies of the day. Included in these were methods of allopathy, homeopathy, manipulation, spiritualism, and hypnotism. Much of her life as a young woman was spent in the study of the scriptures. These material methods never could provide the inspiration and solace she always found in the Bible. Methods which had no permanence nor relation to the divine influence in the human experience, such as the Master practiced. Those that followed Jesus' example and precepts were able to perform similar healing work as the Master did. It was their obedience to his example and understanding of his place in the prophecies of the Old Testament as the Son of God, coupled with their abiding acknowledgement of these facts, that enabled their healing work to succeed and for healing to continue as long as it did. When these most important points were lost sight of, and his followers failed to stand by his example, the world saw a substantial decline in the quality and quantity of healings up to about the 3rd century. When spiritual healing ceased altogether. There is a direct parallel in Christian Science. Those that followed Mrs. Eddy's example and precept were able to perform healing work similar to that of Jesus and of herself. Through their obedience to her example, an understanding of her proper place in relation to healing and her church, Christian Scientists accomplished magnificent healing work. This is attested to by the millions of healings in Christian Science that took place prior to Mrs. Eddy's leaving the human scene. Mary Baker Eddy discovered the divine principle back of the healing work accomplished by the early prophets and Christ Jesus. She proved this rule by her works, healing many before ever publishing her book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. She never once lost a case of healing. Although many biographies of this grand woman chronicle isolated healings or specific healing work done by her throughout periods of her life, there has never been an exhaustive study of this most vital topic. We have the 4 Gospels that provide a wonderful insight into the spiritual poise and power exercised by the Master Christian in his marvelous healing ministry, as well as that of the disciples. We even have the other books of the New Testament illustrating the healing work of the early disciples and others. As comprehensive a history of spiritual healing as can be found. However, no one since Christ Jesus has accomplished a fragment of what Mary Baker Eddy did during her life work for the benefit of mankind in her healing ministry. Her explanation of the divine principle of spiritual healing in her published writings and in the establishment of her church has enabled millions of others to accomplish wonderful healings. Yet, few individuals outside of the Christian Science Church have any idea who Mary Baker Eddy is, let alone know of her incredible legacy of healing work. Her healing ability as a child presaged the awe-inspiring spiritual power she exercised in her demonstration of the divine principle in continuing years and in the founding of her church. Her clear perception of the truth contained in the scriptures and her motherly expressions of love and compassion enabled her to heal hundreds of individuals, perhaps thousands, the way Christ Jesus had centuries previously. This was evidenced with such frequency in the early period of her healing work that children used to follow her when she lived in Lynn, Massachusetts, to see if she would walk on water, Lynn being on the coast. Mrs. Eddy confirms this healing ability in the First Church of Christ Scientist and Miscellany, where she states, "It was the healing of the sick, the saving of sinners, the works, even more than the words of Christ truth, which had of a verity stirred the people to search the scriptures and to find in them man's only medicine for mind and body." This Aesculapius, defined Christianly and demonstrated scientifically, is the divine principle whose rules demonstrated prove one's faith by his works. After my discovery of Christian Science, I healed consumption, tuberculosis, in its last stages, a case which the MDs, by verdict of the stethoscope and the schools, declared incurable because the lungs were mostly consumed. I healed malignant diphtheria and carious bones that could be dented by the finger, saving the limbs when the surgeon's instruments were lying on the table ready for their amputation. I have healed at one visit a cancer that had eaten the flesh of the neck and exposed the jugular vein so that it stood out like a cord. I have physically restored sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, speech to the dumb, and have made the lame walk. Many were the desperate cases I instantly healed, without money and without price, and in most instances without even an acknowledgement of the benefit. Mary Baker Eddy founded a system of metaphysical healing based upon the reflection of divine intelligence. The term metaphysics or metaphysical has a negative connotation in today's religious environment. It is associated with Oriental mysticism and New Age practices. However, Mrs. Eddy utilized this term from a purely biblical basis long before it had garnered its current ubiquitous impression. Noah Webster, the father of the American language and originator of the first true American dictionary, defines metaphysical as the science of mind or intelligence. See American Dictionary of the English Language, 1828. St. Paul said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Mrs. Eddy discovered the science of the Christ, that enables us to do just that, and to heal just as our beloved Master did. Mrs. Eddy relates in her message for 1901, "Had not my first demonstrations of Christian Science or metaphysical healing exceeded that of other methods, they would not have arrested public attention and started the great cause that today commands the respect of our best thinkers. It was that I healed the deaf, the dumb, the lame, the last stages of consumption, pneumonia, etc., and restored the patients in from 1 to 3 interviews that started the inquiry, what is it? And when the public sentiment would allow it, and I had overcome a difficult stage of the work, I would put patients into the hands of my students and retire from the comparative ease of healing to the next more difficult stage of action for our cause. The unique feature that sets Mary Baker Eddy apart from others is the fact she established a demonstrable method of Christian healing, wholly metaphysical, that can be proved by anyone who is willing to fast from sense and feast on soul. By revealing this understanding of man's relationship to God in her textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, Mary Baker Eddy has enabled millions more to receive healings of myriad illnesses, diseases, and other debilitating circumstances of mortal sense. History documents these facts. Throughout her writings, she has brought this understanding of God and man's relationship to Him to untold millions more, so that they can heal themselves and others. Why has the world not recognized this great lady's incomparable spiritual attainments that brought healing and regeneration to so many? Why should not the world know of this marvelous woman, her character, and what she has done for mankind? Even detractors of her day acknowledged that she healed, but they declared healing was of the devil, all the while preferring their own prejudicial interpretation over the facts. This book will present an historical chronology of the inspiring healing work performed by Mrs. Eddy from the time she was a child through the time of her passing. There are also incidents that illustrate her ability to overcome so-called physical or material laws, just as our dear Master did. In virtually every instance, there is a biblical parallel confirming the biblical principles involved. Scriptural selections, or selections from Mrs. Eddy's writings, are included to confirm the biblical basis of her healing work. All scriptural excerpts are from the King James Version, unless otherwise specified. Mrs. Eddy states in her textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, "I have demonstrated through mind, God, the effects of truth on the health, longevity, and morals of men. And I have found nothing in ancient or in modern systems on which to found my own, except the teachings and demonstrations of our great Master, and the lives of the prophets and apostles. The Bible has been my only authority. I have had no other guide in the straight and narrow way of truth." The incidents related here are by no means comprehensive. There are certainly many, many more examples of Mrs. Eddy's healing ability that are contained in the archives of the Mother Church, the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts. However, with respect to examples of Mrs. Eddy's healing ability and other demonstrations of spiritual insight that are in the public domain, the attempt has been to compile as complete a record as possible. There are countless instances where miracles to human sense of one sort or another were performed in direct opposition to every material law concerning the progress, organization, and affairs of her church. A whole volume could be written regarding these demonstrations of divine law through Mrs. Eddy's clear spiritual insight. That, however, remains for another time. Elizabeth Earle Jones, a practitioner and teacher of Christian Science of Mrs. Eddy's day, recounts, "One of the Christian Science helpers in our beloved leader's home told something of how Mrs. Eddy worked for the world. Every evening from 8 to 9, Mrs. Eddy withdrew to work for the world. This member of her household told that when the hour was up and she rejoined her household, she was so loving, so tender, so Christ-like, that it almost made one's heart hurt. It touched the tenderest fibers of one's heart." Mrs. Eddy writes about Jesus holding uncomplaining guard over a world in science and health. What Mrs. Eddy accomplished for the benefit of mankind when she worked for the world is something again that is beyond the scope of this work, but could easily comprise another volume or two. The purpose of this book is to reveal the Christ-like character of the greatest woman who ever lived. The examples of Mrs. Eddy's healing work show the efficacy of her writings and illustrate how to make the teachings, the Christ truth of the Bible, practical in our human experience. The compiler is among the many millions that owe a forever debt of gratitude to our dear Master and to this inspired woman's work, having received benefit on numerous occasions. How can we repay this debt? By our simple obedience to her admonition, to be more Christ-like, to possess the Christ Spirit, to follow the Christ example, and to heal the sick as well as the sinning. It is the hope of the compiler that the perusal of this volume by interested readers will kindle a desire in the reader for a greater understanding of the divine healing principle involved in Mrs. Eddy's life work, and a true appreciation of what this remarkable woman did for all mankind. David L. Keeston.